gotta glide in your stride and hitch a ride to the soulful side with Upfront Soul. I'm your host, Sanguine Fromage, and I'll be laying down 120 minutes of soulful sounds to which you may get down. We'll be spinning funk, soul, and jazz, rarities, and deep cuts. If you want soul, get it up front. Listen to Upfront Soul all night long, 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. Eastern every day on Shyampa Internet Radio. If it's all night, it's got to be all right.
The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyampa Radio, its sponsors, Beander Media Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit
from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
Shyampa.
I'm drinking wine. I really am drinking wine. So delicious.
I'm sure you are drinking wine. I'm kind of drinking some wine myself, actually.
Yay.
Let's
shall see. I cue Betty?
Yeah, you can go ahead and cue Betty.
Oh,
oh my goodness.
These tacos I ate are really messing me up. Sorry.
Oh my goodness, Betty. Betty. Wow. Hey everyone, this is Anthony in steamy and soggy Tampa.
Ooh. Hey everybody, it's Joe in unseasonably cooler Chicago.
Hi. I am your ultra deluxe lovable artificial personality unit, Betty. And you know what? My diodes are sparking for tonight's episode 101 of the Joe and Anthony Show. The episode after? For Monday, August 28, 2017. Hey Anthony, how is the weather in Tampa for you Tampanites?
Thanks, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
Alright, let's find the card here. It's here somewhere.
That weather card.
Oh, God. Well, it gets so used that we have to, like, redo it. You know what I haven't done yet?
We gotta get some heavy-duty
You know what? You know, we got a minute and 45 seconds till the cart runs out and it automatically
You
want
to just blab?
We'll just blab. But first...
And folks, give us a call tonight at the studios at 813-327-8566. 813-327-8566.
Phone lines are wide open like a truck stop hooker.
Yes. And whether you make a surprise appearance at one of the studios, one of us will give you some wine. If we got any left.
Maybe. I don't know. I have a very small bucket of wine bottles over here. I'm kind of kicking them back. Look, this is all I have left from one of them. I'm on one of three and it's almost done. So I'm a drunk. I can be a drunk.
Well, I might be able to top you a little bit.
Uh-oh. There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. You're getting somewhere with that one. So
yeah, this has been a stressful weekend.
It's been a stressful past week, and today wasn't anybody. Yeah. So today I am drinking Sutter Home Pinot Grigio from California. The vintage is lot 11709-11.
Ooh, we like that vintage. And over here in the Chicago studios, we're having a Moscato, deliciously sweet, from Barefoot. It's gold.
I have a Moscato somewhere.
I have no idea what vintage this is. I don't think they provide a vintage.
Well, then, it was probably just made last week.
Well, maybe. It says that one of the 2015 San Diego International Wine Competition.
Guess what?
So maybe it's a 2015 thing.
Guess what?
Is it time for the weather?
It's time for your Sciampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently lightly raining with sections of fog, 78 degrees, with a humidity of 93%, giving us a heat index of 81 degrees. It's wet. It's very, very, very wet. The dew point is 76 degrees, and visibility is 3 miles. Yeah, not 10 miles, 3 miles. So, yeah, the rain is pretty harsh in some spots. I was out driving around today, and, and it was coming down. There were times where it was, like, I was, like, running in somewhere, and it rained. I, like, got soaked going, like, 20 feet. Going 20 feet, and I was just completely soaked by the time I got to the door.
Damn.
Yeah, so it looks like... it looks like Hurricane Harvey is going to bring us some slightly poopy, milder weather, but soggy over the next few days. So soggy, poopy weather. Yeah, so tonight, Monday night, a 40% chance of scattered showers and storms, mostly cloudy with low around 78. On Tuesday, it's a 50% chance of scattered showers and storms, mostly cloudy with a high near 89. Then overnight on Tuesday, 20% chance of isolated showers and storms, mostly cloudy with a low around 78 degrees. On Wednesday, you can expect a 40% chance of scattered showers and storms, partly sunny with a high near 91. And then overnight on Wednesday, a 20% chance of isolated showers and storms, mostly cloudy with a low around 78 degrees. And that's your Sciampa weather for the Tampa Bay area. Back to you, Betty.
Thanks, Anthony. And now for your Chicagoland weather. Take it away, Joe.
Well, thanks, Betty. And wow, Anthony, August is just ending up just being the worst hot weather department in terms of never having it ever. It's crazy. I've never experienced this kind of August where it's not been hot.
That is kind of unusual for you, I think.
Yeah, it's really crazy. So anyways, I'm not complaining though. I mean, you know,
we don't want to complain.
Nothing crazy hot, right?
Yeah, we don't want to complain.
So remember, folks, if you're listening to my forecast on a recast, this weather is history. Now, my contract doesn't call for being able to do any other voices than a Tim Baxter voice.
You can't do the Lindsay Lohan voice.
I can do the Becky or the Bimbo Bitch voice.
Well, you can do one of them. Do one of them. I don't care who. There you go.
And now, from Weather Station, KILCHICA 165.
It's currently overcast at 85 degrees. The dew point is at 62 degrees and the humidity is at 71%, giving us no heat index at this time. And folks, I had to use another weather service because my weather was not updated by the production department. And exactly.
That Dick White, I tell you, he's slacking on everything.
Anyways, the winds are out of the northeast at 2 to 4 miles per hour, and for you pilot types, the visibility is 10 miles. What I was trying to say is I was using the weather app that I use. Ooh. So it's got some much more functionality, and I kind of like it because it gives you like local weather.
We like
instead
more
of just at the airport. Yeah. So on the night of this broadcast, we can expect scattered showers and thunderstorms with Anthony's pink cursor waiting to do damage. Mainly before 8 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 65. On Tuesday, expect a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. With then a slight chance of showers after 8 p.m., partly sunny with a high near 73. Tuesday night, expect rain. On Wednesday, happy Chicagoans can expect angry, rude, and cheap-ass Chicagoans everywhere.
Ooh, that's a shame.
It'll be mostly sunny, though, with a high near 76. On Wednesday night, expect partly cloudy skies and a low of around 65. Hey, Anthony, it looks like the Chicago studios can expect a little bit of rain, but mostly sunny and temps in the upper 70s and low 80s. And that's it for your Chicago weather. Back to you, Betty.
Ooh, Betty.
Thanks, John. Hey, Betty here. Please take some time to listen to the following that we recast here on Sciampa Radio, the world's labor hour on WRFU, and CPR News hosted by Don DeBar, Toppers with Gil from Boston Free Radio, and Headphone Meditations with John DuBose. By the way, all of the background tracks we use at the Joe and Anthony Show were created by Kevin MacLeod.
Wow.
Support Kevin's music by visiting incompetech.com. Support your local independent mom and pop's restaurant and shops. And keep it tuned to Sciampa Radio.
Wow.
And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with Talking Point segment, affectionately known as the TP segment. Take it away, guys.
Thanks, Betty.
Betty, 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 Betty out.
Thanks, Betty.
You know, we actually ran out the weather card.
I know.
It's kind of frightening when we run out the weather card.
Well, we added ad-lib things to our weather, because you know, weather is an important part of the show.
Weather is always, for some reason, an important part of the show. I don't know what I'm going to do if I stop doing some parts of the weather. So, right. So how are you tonight, Joe? This is our 101st episode, and so
I'm feeling pretty good about the fact that we're at this point. However, I guess I'm going to just make a direct appeal to our listeners to spread the word. Get it out there that we do this really fun show. It's a great way to de-stress and just listen to two crackpot idiots.
Yeah, and if you participate, it's even better. Because, you know, when we get audience participation, it makes it so much more exciting.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, we can only blabber on about this and that for so long until it's just to a point where we're just like, okay, you know, you got to interact with
penis.
Yes, Joe has been set, for some reason, I don't understand why, but Joe has been sending me pictures and videos of this pink. What is it? Is it an inflatable penis? What kind of penis is it?
It looks like a graphic penis running in a forest that has had like an ATV run through it. But instead of the ATV, it's this dancing running penis, and it's just running towards you going doody 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 doody.
Maybe you should post that on our Facebook page.
Well, it's a GIF. I don't know, though, if it would be considered pornographic. It might
that
be
is
considered
a good question.
Pornographic. But, you know, I could post it on our website. That would be perfectly
there you go.
Legal.
You can check our website for it.
Yeah.
Now, how can you do that?
You can do that by visiting http://www.shiampa.info, and that's chiampa.info.
Well, that's my www hand signal on the video conference there.
That's fun. So nobody called in on the stupid
Jesus,
quiz, huh?
Can you fucking believe that? Well, and that's the thing. For some reason, apparently, you know, y'all got to take a listen to the 100th episode. It's actually pretty damn good because, you know, we usually get a bunch of downloads. And for some reason, we got like only a couple on that one. So you got to get it. You got to listen. Ezel called in. You missed it. You missed it because Ezel called in with an excellent. He had an excellent prize. He had a question about
a prize and a science question. Wasn't it?
Yes, it was a very good. It was a bee question, of course.
Oh Ezel, yes. Ezel what do bees. Honeybees produce? In seven items. Come up with four or five of them, though.
Yeah, five of seven items.
Well, there's a total of seven items, but come up with four or five of them for $25 gift certificate. For Panera Bread, and then through I guess the beginning of the show, right?
Somewhere in there, yeah. Well,
yeah, I was offering a gift certificate to my restaurant, but apparently y'all don't want that booty. Looty booty. Booty
booty.
That's
alright. It happens.
So, you know, initially when I was doing the script, I had indicated something along the lines of, are you still all talking about the stupid eclipse? Well, guess what? Not really.
No.
Because right now, Houston, we got a problem. It's flooded, and a lot of people are
And it is Houston. It is Houston. Yeah. Houston, my goodness, Houston. Well,
they've released some kind of levee system or whatever to try to ease pressure off of the water going into downtown.
And
all I'm going to say to that, and this is a political opinion, my own opinion, it does not reflect the opinion of my employer or anybody else that I associate with.
Shiampa Radio, its subsidiaries, any sponsors that we get, although we don't have very many. We are the sponsors. Any other future sponsors, though, you know.
If the residents have to suffer, then downtown has to suffer. Everybody's got to suffer.
My question is, are they going to take FEMA money?
I get it, though. You know, you got a lot of technologicals in the downtown area. You got a lot of hub stuff connecting everything, so you don't want to fuck that up. I get
interconnecting.
It.
Interconnecting. But that's a good question, though. That's a good question.
you know, do well. There's going to be quite a bit of FEMA claims, I'm sure, because that's it's going to overwhelm insurance. That's for sure.
Oh yeah, definitely. I'm sure our insurance here in Florida. I mean, it sounds like that city is sky high.
That city is completely useless now. Right now.
Yeah. Anytime it floods anywhere else in the country, my flood insurance just goes through the freaking roof. The roof, I tell you. All over the place.
Well, assign a percentage. How high is that roof?
For some reason, it seems like that roof can get pretty high.
Are we saying, like, are we on a normal scale of 0 to 100%?
Yeah, kind of, pretty much. Somewhere around there.
So my guess, I guess I'll start out in the middle, 50%.
50%. Okay, yeah, it might go up. I mean, it's been going up by like 20-25% every year for the past few years. Yeah, it's gone up since I got flood insurance a few years ago, and since I got it a few years ago, it's probably almost double what I initially started paying for it.
Wow.
But I don't want to go without flood insurance because I live in Florida, and Florida is a sinkhole flood state. And I'm not in a flood zone. I'm in like an X. I'm in the lowest flood zone. It's like the 500 year floodplain that I'm in.
So right now, as you're sitting there in the Tampa studios, if a sinkhole all of a sudden happened, we could lose you to a sinkhole.
You could lose the entire state to a sinkhole. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure you got, because I know you've seen it up on the news. It had been up on the news there, that big sinkhole up in, that actually is not too far from the Tampa studio, believe it or not, that big sinkhole. So, you know, I think the CPA office is moving out because of that. But the Chinese restaurant stays, and that's the important part, because if it wasn't for the Chinese restaurant, you would not get the awesome programming that you receive at Chiampa Radio. Egg rolls and fried rice are absolutely the fuel for imagination.
Ooh.
Yeah, sounds good, doesn't it?
Yes. I think I need a cookie.
Do you need a cookie?
What's up with the cleaning crew?
Yeah, they're on strike.
Ah.
Well, you know what? There was a problem. See,
who plugged up the toilet?
I told Betty. I said, Betty, you need to hire a cleaning crew, because the last one quit because they kept looking at me, giving me dirty looks through the control room, and they called me names and they did not like me. I don't know why. I mean, I don't leave the studio that big of a mess. Maybe I do. I don't know. So Betty, in her infinite wisdom, decided that she was going to put out a call for volunteers, you know, like volunteers for the radio station. Yeah, exactly. Unfortunately, she wound up just using them as an unpaid cleaning crew. So,
fuck this world.
Yeah, exactly, Betty. So instead of actually like providing a volunteer opportunity in which people, you know, could learn and run the studio in the station, she just had them scrubbing toilets. So now they're suing for back wages, which I don't know how we're going to pay. We may have to sell parts of Betty.
Oh boy.
Well, she has that automated woo-ha that you keep talking about. So, you know, you keep trying to get me to say. So maybe we can just, rent that out or something. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm sure you're stressed out. All right. So do you, let's see, how long have we got? We got about a minute to your news. So let's give that wheel a spin. All right. Why don't you reach over and grab the wheel? All right, give a good tug. There you go. All right. It looks like it's back to what the normal was, which honestly, I'm kind of enjoying the normal because the not so normal.
The other one was a nice little twist.
The other ones were a little kind of scary, but you have to still spin the wheel too, so who knows what's going to happen. Oh, goodness. Here we go.
Uh-oh. All right. What we got?
All right. So our news of the week comes from Huffington Post, the random news. A hip-hop artist named Joey Badass with $2 signs for badass.
Oh, I thought it was Joey Bada.
No, it's not butter. Jody Badass, there's two. Has been dubbed Joey Bad Eyes on social media after he bragged that he was going to watch Monday's Eclipse. See, they're still talking about it. Without protective eyewear. Joey said on Twitter, quote, "Am I crazy for watching the eclipse today? with no glasses, with was omitted. I've sun-gazed before and afterwards and saw colors for a whole day. I didn't die, though, T-H-O. The way kids spell these days. Oh, my goodness, it's terrible. He went on to argue that, quote, this ain't the first solar eclipse, and I'm pretty sure our ancestors ain't have no fancy eyewear. Also pretty sure they ain't all blind, end quote. Twitter users were quick to mock his suggestion, with one person replying and saying, quote, you tell him, Joey, look right at the sun, you'll be fine, end quote. As far as whether Joey actually looked at the sun without proper protection, it's anyone's guess. But on Tuesday, following the eclipse, the hip-hop artist announced the cancellations of shows in Cleveland, Chicago, and Toronto due to, quote, unforeseen circumstances. Yep, there you go. All right, well, you know what we got now.
Oh, boy.
And now for the news.
Well, Anthony, we got some fun stories tonight, as usual.
Good.
But what's with all these lottery stories? I mean, like, did the laws of probabilities change, or are lottery officials making sure more people win?
I don't know. That's a good question. I mean,
right?
Given the nature of the game, I don't necessarily see how you can actually, like, rig it. I mean, you could rig it if you weighed the balls, so maybe, well, who knows?
You add some extra winner tickets in there, I guess.
Well, but it's a random drawing of numbers. They don't know what the winning ticket is.
No, but what I'm saying is that within your supply of tickets, if, say, you only put 10 winning tickets,
yeah,
maybe you put 50 winning tickets.
Oh, you mean like scratch-offs?
Right, exactly.
Oh, I thought you were talking like the lotto ball thing.
No, because like, this is... We'll get it to that into the story.
Okay, well, I'll shut up and I'll let you continue.
Is Joe just money hungry? Who knows? Let's listen in. By Ben Hooper. Hi, Ben.
Oh, good.
UPI.com, August 24th. A Baltimore woman who won a $10,000 lottery jackpot last summer has compounded her luck with a second win to the tune of $50,000. The Maryland Lottery said the Baltimore woman purchased a Powerball S ticket. What is that, like the iPhone 5S or something?
Maybe something like that.
Shitty model.
That's a good question.
Anyways, July 28th at Sam's Lobby Shop, and scratched it off to reveal the $50,000 prize. I've won $50 and $75 on this one a couple of times, so it's been lucky for me, the woman said. The winner, whose identity was not revealed by the lottery, has some previous experience with luck. She won $10,000 from a Monopoly scratch-off ticket last summer.
Wow.
Sam's Lobby Shop was awarded a $500 bonus for the lottery for selling the winning ticket. That's nice.
That is nice, isn't it?
Ooh, you know what?
What?
I was able to take off the two ends of my Oreo cookie, with one end being completely clean.
Oh, wow, that's kind of unusual.
Do you know who isn't completely clean? The person in this next story.
So what's happening?
But chickens, what an expensive way to get your rocks off. This is from our friends at CrimeWrigleyvilleBoysTown.com. This boy is facing hard time, but the court may let him plead down to a misdemeanor.
My goodness.
Yeah. Cops caught up with a 24-year-old burglar Sunday afternoon because he took a break from his escape to masturbate in a nearby gangway, police said. A Wicker Park resident called police around noon time after seeing a man enter his home and steal an iPad in the blankety-blank block of someplace in the west part of the town.
Oh, wow.
Cops are speaking with the victim when another 911 call was dispatched. A woman on a nearby street said a man was masturbating outside of her house, and her description of the man closely matched the burglary offender. Officers said they rolled up to the woman's home just in time. just in time. That's close, you know, because I don't know how long it takes anybody else to get their rocks off, but... You know, just in time is something else.
Well, you know, sometimes some people take longer, some people take less. Yeah. You should know this, Joe.
So Gentry is charged with one count of burglary, but nobody said nothing about the masturbation. But his bail is set at $250,000, so that's why I say it was pretty expensive.
Yeah, that sounds like it.
So, I need it if we're ready to move on.
Yeah, I can move you on. Hold on a moment. Let me find the button. There we go.
I need a secret entrance to $1 billion. Is there a portable toilet for this, Anthony?
Maybe. There might be.
Well, from our friend Ben Hooper, revelers at the Sausage Krat Mania Music Festival in Hungary uncovered a bizarre feature of one specific portable toilet. Guess what it contains, Anthony?
What does this contain?
Not that, that's for sure. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. It contains a passageway to a secret rave.
Oh my.
A video posted to Facebook by Rave Jungle shows concert goers at the Wiener Schnitzel Festival in Budapest opening the door to a seemingly innocuous portable toilet in a large grouping of the facilities and transversing the secret hallway to the hidden venue.
That's kind of frightening.
This is why I love Svizzgut. Just open a random toilet and there is a secret party going on.
That kind of scares me, yet fascinates me all at the same time.
Right? Fabian Rovenkamp, who also captured video of the toilet passageway, wrote on Facebook, Rovenkamp said the hidden rave was kept a secret by festival staff, but he and his friends heard about the cleverly concealed party from other revelers. This year's Seegers Festival ran from August 9th to August 16th. So, well, that's pretty interesting. I never knew any of that.
Secret raves inside of a toilet.
Isn't that weird? It's like, you would think, you know, when you would look into a toilet that it's just nasty. It's, you know, it's poop.
Usually, yeah.
It's poop. Poop and sanitary stuff that you're supposed to be able to wipe on your hands after you've done your thing. But instead, it's an entrance to a rave.
Okay. Yes.
You know, now, the whole thing about a criminal, this criminal dude masturbating, just befuddles me.
You're still on that, aren't you? You're really stuck on that.
Well, I thought a nice little feature, since we have some time to kill.
Yeah, we got about 2 minutes. Kind of
do a quick recap and kind of like our spin on these stories.
That's fine.
So, a criminal steals something. Not just a normal person, you know, if you even thought of stealing something, why would you stop to masturbate?
That is a really good question.
To me, that's a sign of somebody that's juvenile. Like, I could see, like, a little 16-year-old who's all excited about the fact that he just did this. Maybe he saw something.
Well, maybe it's a fetish of his. I mean, maybe he's got some kind of dude, there's a fetish for everything out there. There is a fetish for everything. So it would not surprise me. This could be a very strange fetish, you know? You steal something.
Give us a call at the studios at 813-327-8566 and share it with us.
We are not FCC regulated, but, you know, we find it important that just don't get too freaky on us. That's all I ask for.
Right.
So, exactly. You had some interesting ones there this evening.
Yes, and, you know, the lottery, that's just, I've been, you know, yeah, somebody won $750,000. I would love to see a documentary. Of a person that won the lottery. I would love to see a documentary of how their life ended up.
I believe there might be a documentary already about that.
Really?
Yes, I believe I saw it. It was several years ago, but I believe it was either a documentary or news, like a news story. But I believe it was a documentary, because I do remember one situation where this guy just like spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on strippers at the strip club. That's what he did with most of his winnings, is he just spent it on strippers. Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
We'll have to look in and see if we can find it. I'll have to do a little Google search later on in the show.
Well, Anthony, guess what? That's it for all my news.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Joe.
You're welcome.
Do you want to be part of this digitally encapsulated on air, spelled with an H, chicken exploding screaming experience? Visit Chiampa.info to find out how. That's Chiampa.info. Hang tight, folks. We'll be back in about 4 minutes. Maybe. Okay. Wait. It's this one, right? Is it the green one or the blue one?
Oh no, I'm pouring wine.
All right, I'll just pick one. Just see what happens.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne for Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, and Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retro commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyenne for Radio. Flashback.
What you're about to see is the world's most revolutionary telephone switching invention. We call it Super Switcher. It has almost no moving parts, yet handles four times more calls than its predecessor. It required an investment of $400 million, but should ultimately save $1 billion a year. And soon, every major American area will have one. Looks dull, eh?
Well, imagine that each of these cars is a long-distance call. This new invention can handle over 500,000 an hour. That's 5 days traffic on a busy Los Angeles freeway. Super Switcher. It should go a long distance to prevent traffic jams on your long-distance calls.
The Bell System. People using technology to help keep down costs and improve service. Keeping your phone system the best in the world.
Darn, my sink trap's clogged.
Do you know what's clogging it?
Who knows what's down there? Grease, food, hair.
Better use Crystal Drano, the all-purpose drain opener.
Oh, sure, Drano's terrific on grease, but can it clear those other clogs, too?
Yes, all-purpose Drano clears grease and food and hair.
Wow, now I know what to use, even if I don't know what the clog is. Drano.
Beautiful. Drano, the all-purpose drain opener.
Wiki Wiki Wick Wack Database.
You are listening to Cheyenne for Radio.
We interrupt this programming to bring breaking news from the WEED newsroom.
Hey, folks, this is Joe from the Joe and Anthony Show. We got some breaking news. We just found out, and we're getting our sources from the Washington Post by Anna Fifield. North Korea just launched a missile that flew over Japan. And boy, let me tell you, it has escalated some angry responses from Tokyo. It was a ballistic missile. It flew over the northern Japanese island of Hokkaido. And this is the most brazen provocation of Kim Jong-un's five-year-long rule, and one that will reignite tensions beyond Pyongyang and the outside world. Apparently, this is getting more perilous for Guam, because that's where apparently this motherfucker wants to launch a missile towards. But it's weird, because it went in a different direction than where it was supposed to go, apparently. Now, the White House did not immediately respond to this latest provocation, but analysts said it marked a worrying escalation. So, I don't know. What do you got to say about this, Anthony?
I don't know. I just say it's some pretty scary stuff. Just toke it up and watch it. I mean, ain't much we can do about it at this point. Nope. At least not in our position. So
just make sure you have enough ample database.
Something. All right. Well, stay tuned. We'll bring you back in after this. So all right.
We now return you to your regularly scheduled program already in progress.
Welcome back. Stay tuned for Anthony's crazy Florida news next. But first, I want to tell you, thank God it's Monday. According to www.nationaldaycalendar.com, today is like National Bowtie Day, National Cherry Turnovers Day, and Rainbow Bridge Remembrance Day. Go grab your bongs, bitches, so we can fly over the rainbow wearing our bow ties eating cherry turnovers and start Anthony's crazy Florida news. Take it away, Anthony.
Thanks, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
Awesome. Scary times.
Yeah. I don't know what to say about all that, but yes, it is scary times.
It is scary times, but...
Yeah, I don't know what we would do. I mean, I've got ample supply for a month, so if something happens within this next coming month, I'm
covered. Well,
that's
good. I've got like, ample supply to tomorrow.
Yeah.
And that's bad, because I actually live in a hurricane-prone area. I've got to go to my stock-up store and buy a couple, like a week's worth or a month. I don't think I'll do a month, maybe like 2 weeks' worth of canned goods, you know, like canned vegetables, chilies, stuff like that. Stuff that will last for a while.
And, Cheetos.
You know, Cheetos, yeah, right? Yeah, no, that's true. You got to have some junk food. But that stuff tends to go stale a lot quicker, unfortunately. Canned goods at least last like a year. So, and then when you're done, when they get close, like, you know, like usually within a few months to the expiration date, if they don't get used, then I donate them to my local homeless shelter. Usually local schools sometimes will do it. They'll do like food drives, and then like the local library will do it. And then sometimes I'll just donate directly to Metro Ministries when they're doing a food drive. They do most of the homeless kind of advocacy and upkeep in the city. So, so it's, you know, it's kind of a system that I've got worked out. I haven't done it in a couple of years because I've been lazy, but I need to do it because I've been living the Florida lifestyle a little too long myself.
I wanted to quickly interject and say, in terms of what North Korea could potentially do.
Yes.
We are already seeing the kind of response to a natural disaster occurring right now in Houston.
Yes.
So just keep that in mind, folks, when there is something that's going to happen. How are you going to respond? Where are you going to go? Who's going to rescue you? It's a scary proposition, but you got to think about it in these times, and that's sad. But instead of thinking about that now, I'm going to relinquish the microphone to Anthony.
Yes, yes. Put down the pipe, Joe. You've got the stuff that's making you paranoid. All right. So, that's the Florida lifestyle music. WBBH NBC Channel 2 News out of Fort Myers brings us our first news story of the night and tells us a story about a woman that needed a little pick-me-up in the school's car line. According to police reports, a school resource officer at a middle school in Lee County spotted Christina, 39, through a second floor window chopping a white substance on the face of her phone and then using a straw to snort said white substance. She's responsible for other people's lives, and she's driving a car where my kids are walking and other kids just a total lack of responsibility, said one parent. Another parent said it was concerning, especially the fact that she's out there, and if she's a driver, you know, she's going to be in the streets with these kids by a public school. Mm-hmm. The resource officer asked Christina to go inside the school, where she told him that she had drugs in her car. The report said the officer found half a gram of cocaine in Christina's purse. She was booked on drug possession charge. Who the fuck tries to do a line of coke in car line?
I guess when you need it.
Oh my god. I mean, like, Jesus, lady, just that's what fucking Starbucks is for. You stop at Starbucks on your way to pick up the kid. You stop at Starbucks. It's different
for
you.
High counters.
But like if I go out, you know, if I have to run an errand in the afternoon during the week, like I think school lets out, I think around 3 o'clock here. 3 or 2:30, somewhere in that. Anyway, right before school lets out, Starbucks gets packed. It gets packed with all of these parents that are going to be going into these car lines. So I'm like, honey, go to Starbucks. Don't freaking do this whole, you know, I'm going to snort cocaine in the car line. Someone's going to see you. You're surrounded by other cars. She could do what?
You can do it in the drive-thru at the Starbucks.
See, there you go. Go to the Starbucks so you can do
your line of
coke.
You just roll up all your dark tinted windows.
Yes, your tinted windows. Right? And well, clearly they weren't that tinted. If someone saw her from a second floor window, they clearly weren't that tinted. Or she was really stupid and she had her sunroof open.
Yes.
Which is very possible, and that would contribute to
and
the Florida
her product
lifestyle.
Out in display. Like, why would you do that?
Yeah, but you can't smoke weed in the car line because everyone would smell that shit.
Yes, unfortunately. Unless you vaped it. I guess those vapes that have just the cannabis oil.
It still smells. I think you can still smell the marijuana from it. So. It's a very stinky plan. All right, so let's move on.
Wow.
All right.
Really?
So, yeah. So, you know, people behaving badly at restaurants. That has now... It actually may replace the Naked Florida news story.
Oh, no.
Because, well, I'm having a hard time finding crazy Florida Naked news. And,
well, you know, any part of the body that's not normally exposed could be considered a naked news story. For instance, a penis exposed to the outside air, as in my story, could be considered a naked news story.
And that's very true. But yeah. Was it in Florida? No. It's Florida yeah. Naked. You know, and they're doing crazy shit like Coke and Carline now. But this one seems to be a very popular thing. This is actually overtaking, I think, the trend of 911 calls. Our next story comes from WPTV out of West Palm Beach and brings us our next edition of Fast Food Foodies, Florida Fast Foodies, behaving badly. And that has become apparently a term now, Fast Foodies.
That's sad. That really is sad.
I agree.
I could see upscale diner foodies, but not
fast foodies. Fast food meaning yes, your culinary palate lies trained with the fast food establishment.
I give those McDonald's chefs.
Wow. Yes, yes. Anyway, Chef Jose at McDonald's from Hacienda Village in Seminole Heights. Our next story comes from WPTV. I already said that. Okay, I read that.
Yes.
Part. James, 56, of Lake Worth, was yelling at a waitress, or he started yelling at a waitress last Wednesday at a Lake Worth pizza parlor when she said she couldn't give him a free slice of pizza.
What? No free pizza?
No free pizza. You get no free
pizza. You don't
pizza.
Get no samples?
No free pizza.
Just to see if I want one?
No free pizza for you. No. The waitress told him to leave, and employees escorted James outside. When they reached the front door, James grabbed a concrete planter and tried to throw it into the business, but another employee knocked the planter out of his hands, probably with some, like, you know, karate chop or something. James then threw rocks inside the pizzeria, breaking a pizza display case, according to reports. It's a pizza. Yeah, that's upsetting. Do not hurt the food. The food did nothing to you. Leave the food alone. Investigators say that James threw more rocks, hitting the waitress on her leg. Deputies reported that the waitress had a 3-foot gash on her leg and needed to be amputated. Oh, wait, no, that's a 3-inch scratch from the rock striking her. James was arrested at a nearby Checkers parking lot. James sounds like a fast foodie. Definitely a fast foodie. Checkers parking lot. He is charged with throwing a deadly missile into an occupied dwelling from a planter, right? Battery and criminal mischief. James is being held at the Palm Beach County Jail on $14,000 bond. That deserves a couple cash registers.
Yeah, right.
A judge ordered him not to go back to the pizza joint.
I have a quick question.
Sure, go for it.
Do your criminals in Florida, do they really spend all their time in jail, or do they get out, like, really quickly? Because for some reason here in Illinois... Now, this is a violent guy, so he might actually stay there for a while, but, like, the other guy probably... The cocaine one.
Yeah, Florida's a lot of catch and release. But not so much because our prisons are managed by the Correction Corporation of America, CCA, which used to be G3S. I think it's still a European company. But our prisons are all private. So there is incentive to keep people locked up in prison in Florida as opposed to releasing them from prison because of overcrowding. So,
I see.
Does Illinois not have
jail cells for these?
Do you have a lot of for-profit prisons in Illinois? Do you know offhand?
You know, I'll be honest. I really haven't been keeping up to date with all of that. I just know that a lot of prisons are private. A lot have been closed because of union concerns and such.
Yep.
But I'll tell you something kind of related to this story. One of the reasons for the soda tax.
Yeah.
Is because it funds a very generous package that the Cook County Jail guards got recently. Oh,
I see.
Which, you know, is good for them, but it in the same time, you know, we couldn't get this money from any other way, but oh, soda. So now nobody's gonna buy soda.
No.
And so
no,
what's
not.
The point?
Yep, exactly. Well, let's
although
move. Yes, yes.
I pay into the tax every Sunday.
Do you get
when I go
soda?
To my favorite Mexican place to get my big, large horchata?
Your horchata. I've become disappointed in my Mexican place. It wasn't open this past Sunday, so I had to try a different one, which was completely disgusting. And the last few times I've tried to order from my Mexican place, they were out of something, and I had to do a substitute.
Jesus.
So I know it was a good run. It was a good run. But not as good of a run as this one.
Sexy.
It's time for our Florida nakedness story of the night, which is brought to us by TC Palm tonight and brings us a Florida man with some bad manners. We apparently have a call coming in.
We have a caller.
So we're going to actually ask you to hold on for a few moments, caller. I'll breeze through this thing. So Austin said a man who lives in the apartment made inappropriate statements to his wife. Austin said he lives in a nearby apartment. Police told Austin he wasn't allowed back on the property, and he had gotten upset and started shouting profanity at the officers and then walked into his apartment. As soon as he exited his apartment, he continued to shout profanities at the officer. He then turned around, exposing his ass and exposing his back, and then, of course, lowering his pants, exposing his ass, and told him to kiss his ass pigs. The police took him into custody. Austin was arrested on charges including two counts of battery on an officer and disorderly intoxication. And that's it for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty.
Or do we want to take the call?
Just go back to Betty.
Okay.
And then we'll take the call. We can take the call.
Thank you, Anthony.
There you go.
Thank the database or tune to Shyampa Radio. Before we get started with the plethora discussion segment, did you know that you two can hang out with these two idiots and be part of the studio experience? Give us a call now at 813-327-8566. But now, don't grab your balls, bitches, because our two lovable stoners are going to start blabbering on about this or that. Hold on. Here it comes. Woohoo. The plethora discussion segment. Take it away, guys.
All right, hold on. My hands are all sticky.
Ooh.
All right, caller, you're on the air.
Hello, caller.
Ooh. I think it's Ezel.
Is that Ezel?
I think Ezel's asleep. Ezel, wake up, Ezel.
Ezel Magnum.
Betty's not working tonight, so I can't walk and chew gum at the same time.
Oh, what's going on?
Those stressed out.
Oh man, what's going on?
I don't know. What's crazy? That's what's going on.
That's crazy. It is these old maggoty bombs.
Well, we know who it is.
All right. Oh man, I'm telling you. Hey, what's going on? I can't believe it. I couldn't give away any of that stuff, that money, gift certificate, and stuff like that.
Yeah, I know. I'm kind of surprised myself. Called. I'm a little upset by that. So,
I mean, can we take another caller?
Well, this is what I'm going to do. I don't know about you guys, but I'm going to take matters in my own hands.
Yeah.
I'm going to extend that, and we're going to just let it ride until we get somebody to call in with the real deal, okay?
Okay.
We're going to put that offer out there, but what I'm going to do is today I rigged up my truck. I got my truck ripped up with a loudspeaker on top, and next Monday I'm going to drive around the neighborhood, and I'm going to say, you gotta listen to tune in to Cheyenne for tonight, man. Tune in. I'm going to be like the Blues Brothers, man. I'm going to say, hey. Yeah, I'm going to correct this. We'll get these people to get on there, and then you run that past them next week again. We're going to run that.
Okay,
so we got the standing offer, and Joe did it at the beginning, but it was 5 out of 7 things that bees produce.
Right.
All right.
Well, we're going to do that. We're going to make an offer again and let it ride like that and see what happens. All right. But you know what? There was something else I was going to talk about, but I forgot about it. Man, I'm getting real mellow here, and I forgot about it. So anyway. But
North Korea?
No, I don't think
it's crazy about this guy in there, and he's masturbating after a burger. I never thought of that, man.
never heard of that before. Yeah, I've never heard of that. I just want to get the hell out of there.
But luckily,
I run. I keep running, running. By the way, stopping. Maybe that's something he, like you said, he's got a fetish, a burglary fetish or something, you know?
Oh, that takes all kinds to make the world go around.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm telling you, it's crazy out here. But anyway, so I'm going to let that ride, and we'll see what happens next week. And I had something else. But if I think of it before you go up here, I'll call you back. I'm kind of like mellow tonight. You don't understand? I was mellow.
Yeah, us too, but that's fine. Cool. We'll keep the lines
okay,
open.
But here, okay, thanks. But one more thing before I sign off. You know all this stuff going on with the statues and stuff?
Yeah.
I come up with a great... Listen to this, man. You're going to love this. I came up with a great invention today. Instead of a statue, we put one of them big LED TV screens up, okay?
Okay.
Where the statue was, okay. And then if you want to see a Civil War hero, you push button A, and then a Civil War hero comes on the screen.
Okay.
Then if you want to see some other hero, you push button C, and then that hero comes on. You know what I mean?
Okay.
If you want to see like a black hero, then you push C, D, B, or whatever button.
You and push a bunch of buttons. It's a different
come on the screen.
You know what?
What do you think?
Hologram. Don't make it a TV screen. Make it a hologram.
A hologram. There you go. We're going to make it a hologram.
And then it stays up for like 5 minutes, better. And then it goes away until you push another button.
Yeah, you got it, man. You know what? We got to work on that. I like that idea. And then you know what? You can't knock the statue over because there ain't no statue.
There ain't no statue to knock over. Exactly. It's just a hologram.
Man, you know what? We added something here. I'm going to work on it, and I'll call you next week. Then.
Okay.
I'll tell you how it's going.
Don't forget.
Right, where do I go for holograms?
You need to make sure you get a flux capacitor.
Okay.
Now, I don't know anything.
Can
I go to Radio Shack?
No, I think Radio Shack only sells like cell phones now.
All right, I'll find it. I'll get online and find it. So anyway,
you might have to go to the university. Isn't there an Institute of Technology over there near Bonneville?
IIT building.
IIT,
or something.
Yeah.
You might find someone there
that can help you with that. But
right. That sounds good. I'm gonna look into that, and I'll let you know how that goes. I'll give you a call next week. But you know, put that question out there, because I got this gift certificate, man. You know, I want to let it ride. You know, we're gonna get some listeners, and I'm gonna run around town with this speaker, and man, we're gonna get this thing rolling.
There we go. That sounds good to me.
Yeah, we need some advertising, man.
Exactly.
All right, boys, I gotta go. I'll see you later. Then the sun's going down.
All right, you go chase the sun.
All right, I'm gonna do that right now, but I'm gonna wear them glasses, so I'm afraid. I don't want to end up like that hip hop star.
Yeah,
you know?
No, I think he had some problems.
I think he's gonna be hip hopping somewhere else. All right,
I think so.
All right, we'll see you later, man.
All right, take it easy.
Wow, thank you, caller. That was Ezel Mekadu for our loyal listener.
Yes. So
if you want to be a loyal listener, give us a call. 813-327-8566.
And then if you want to call in for the trivia, you can call at any time, and you'll just leave the voicemail. I believe it's a press 1-2-3 thing. So I think you just press 1. Just press 1 to leave a message for the on-air talents. I think the ugly lights are coming.
I see Hacienda Jorge over there.
You know, we didn't talk about anything, absolutely anything in the plethora discussion segment. Nope. That's fine.
Or my winning news link.
Or your winning news link. Well, you know what? We don't have to work on it for next week.
Right.
Hey, folks, it looks like the ugly lights are coming on, and I think facilities finally got the bathroom unlocked. So I want to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast later on, bitches, or just supporting us in your own little special snowflake way.
Yes, thank you, everyone, for tuning in to the Joe and Anthony Show on Shyapa Radio. Got nothing to do weekend afternoons? Check out my show, Weekend with Joe, where I tend to play nerdy science and some jazzy stuff from archive.org. And radioforall.net. I also some Dragnet, too. Like that old-time radio show.
Yeah, you do.
Mm-hmm. You can catch Weekend with Joe every Saturday and Sunday, starting at 4 p.m. Eastern, which is 3 p.m. Central.
And
I believe that turns out to be 1 p.m. Pacific.
Something like that. And yes. We may actually, at some point, be able to get Joe to do a live segment. Ooh. I know you can't do live at 4, because I think you're still working. But,
exactly. But you could do live at 7.
You can do live at 7. You can do an hour of live, 7 to 8, before cannabis radio kicks in or headphone meditations.
That would be crazy.
So, yeah, it's in the works, folks. You can make your morning commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour, hosted by our lovable automated personality unit, Betty. She has questionably awesome programming from archive.org and radioforall.net. And it's some crazy shit. Combined with a... She seems to like... the whole Music for the Mountain Bluegrass.
Yes.
That's her favorite track right now. Combined with the sassy attitude that's sure to make your coffee percolate. Then on your drive home, traffic with toppers, weekday afternoons, 3:30 to 7:30, maybe adding a new artist, a DJ, for one of these hours to give like a drive home track. Gil dusts off the most obscure music and combines his own brand of comedy to make your ride home more enjoyable.
Wow, Anthony, so much awesome programming. Oh, hey, everybody, be sure you tune in on your mobile, your tablet, or even your silicophone, if it's possible, to our 24-hour internet radio station, Chiampa Radio. That's ChiampaRadio.com. We have the most current broadcast schedule there, too. Also, make sure you follow us on Facebook.com/ChiampaRadio and also at Twitter.com/ChiampaRadio.
I decided to spin the wheel anyway. Let's see if we won anything.
Did we win a country?
Ooh. What's this? No, go to jail. Oops. I don't like this.
I don't want that.
No, we're going to get rid of it. Anyway, thanks everyone for tuning in this evening. It's been fun. I don't remember half of it. We should be back next Monday. I don't know. Check out our blog at www.chiampa.info. Act fast. I have face. I'm not having a stroke. I know I'm not having a stroke. And remember, folks, don't stop to masturbate while smacking your ass in a pizza joint, while sitting in Carline high on cocaine, while having a rave in a porta potty. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for a brand new episode of This Way Out with a G for grunting.
Bye-bye, baby, buddy, 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 out.
Is that the big capital E?
Yes.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Chiampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Chiampa Radio.